It was a year ago today, April 2, 2013. That's when the UN General Assembly adopted the Arms Trade Treaty, a landmark treaty. It regulates the international trade in conventional arms, from small arms to battle tanks, combat aircraft, and warships. Today, 18 governments will be ratifying the treaty. Anna McDonald is head of arms control with Oxfam.
The reason that's really good news is that 50 ratifications are required for the treaty to enter into force and become international law, and that means we're well on the way to achieving that goal.
That will bring the number up to 36 or maybe more. Countries ratifying the treaty are some of the top arms exporters. That includes the UK, France, Germany, and Spain. Once a country signs a treaty, they have to ratify it in their own national law. McDonald says what's important about the arms trade treaty is that all governments will have to play by the same laws.
It's the first time we've seen global regulation on arms and ammunition, the types of weapons that are causing death and destruction around the world on a daily basis. So it's really important.
The aim of the treaty is to foster peace and security by stopping the spread of arms to conflict regions, to prevent human rights abusers and violators of the law of war from being supplied with arms, and to help keep warlords, pirates, and gangs from acquiring these unregulated weapons. But the problem right now is there's a patchwork system of arms control regulations throughout the world.
Some governments have regulations in place, other governments have weak controls, others have none at all. And if you're a dodgy arms dealer, it's really easy to find your way around this patchwork system. And it's why we're seeing so many arms ending up in some of the world's conflict hotspots, ending up in places like Eastern Congo, through to Syria, through to the Central African Republic, through to so many places where people living in poverty are finding their lives made so much worse because of the high level of armed violence or human rights abuses. Basically say yes or no to arms coming in or out or through their territory, and they'll have to do that based on a set of criteria centered around international human rights and humanitarian law. So if there is a risk, if there's a clear risk that weapons can be diverted into the hands of warlords or terrorists, or if there's a risk that they might be misused and used for human rights abuses, then governments have to say no to that arms transfer.
Anna McDonald says the arms trade treaty is one of the ways we'll see a reduction in the amount of arms which flow from the legal arms trade into the illegal arms trade, arms which cause so many problems and abuse around the world. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.